brand new album out called Radio On. Talk to me a little bit about what people can expect and why the title.
It's a little bit of a slap in the face, you know, and I mean that in the lightest and funnest way. You know, just radio is so controlled these days, and we were all, you know, sitting around in our rehearsal space one weekend going, man, wasn't it great when radio could just make or break a band, and AOR radio can play what they wanted, and your favorite DJ could, you know, you could come and sit with him and he would play your whole album. And anyway, so that's kind of what we were thinking when we wrote Radio On, the whole album, just, you know, kind of harkening back to those really beautiful old days of AOR radio when, you know, fresh new rock and roll got on the airwaves.
How did this album come together, given the timing with the pandemic and everything? You know, what were the challenges that you faced putting this together because of that?
The truth is that most of the material was written before the pandemic mm-hmm. happened. But interestingly enough, the week we were scheduled to go into the studio to start recording Radio On was that week in the middle of March 2020 when COVID kind of exploded in the media all around the world. So their tensions were fairly high when we went in to do those sessions. Our guitarist we're a bi-coastal band, so he had to fly home early to Toronto. His family was worried that he'd even be able to get on a plane. And the good news is all the bed tracks were recorded live off the floor in a studio, Afterlife Studio here in Vancouver, which is the former Mushroom. And what we ended up doing is getting upgrading our home studios and just all getting on the same platform, which was Apple Logic Pro X. It's a pro program, and I mean, so that in a weird way was kind of the upside, is we upgraded our home studios and we were able to finish all the tracks at home. And then restrictions had lightened just enough for us to go back into the studio with Mike Fraser and mix it. So that was a beautiful thing, too, because Mike, of course, has a pedigree like no other in the world of rock, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. So it really kind of, in a lot of ways, this pandemic is maybe, you know, they always talk a lot about how people that started to work from home because of the pandemic, a lot of them may never go back, or they may do a hybrid. And I'm wondering, maybe this has kind of changed the way you put out albums in the future.
I think that I'm a real believer that, you know, real music happens when people are in the same room together. Mm-hmm. To me, that's what being in a rock and roll band is all about. So I'm always going to want to write and do pre-production with my band live in person. It's a completely different vibe mm-hmm. when you're sending files back and forth. A lot of albums these days are done with people never even being in the same city together. Mm-hmm. They just send files back and forth. But to me, you don't capture magic in a bottle that mm-hmm. way. I'm a believer. I'm always going to want to go in the studio and record live off the floor with my band. But in terms of the overdubbing process, when you're adding layers onto tracks, having our home studios beefed up to do this kind of recording now is really a beautiful thing, because it is not only you bought yourself the luxury of time, because the studio clock is not ticking, but you're also saving yourself money, because I can record a keyboard track in my pajamas, and if I don't like it, I can erase it the next day and do it again.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, it has changed the way we're probably going to move forward.
Now, is it 14th studio album? Is that correct? I want to make sure I got that right.
Good question.
Okay, well, if you don't know that, I don't feel bad.
17th album in total, but yeah. I know that I have two bests ofs.
Yeah.
And a live album as well. So I think it's my 14th or 15th studio album, yes.
Well, that's the key to my next question, because if you're starting to lose track, well, that tells me that you've had a long and illustrious career. So what has been the keys to the longevity of still putting out albums?
A couple of things. Number one, I did take a 12-year hiatus to have our children. I'm married to my drummer, mm-hmm. John Cody. He's been in the band for 20 years, and we have young teens. I did take a hiatus to raise them for 12 years, which when I came back, it sort of felt like a fresh new start, if that makes sense. So when I came back in 2016 recording again, I was like gung-ho, like, woohoo, let's sure. I'm back in the saddle, you know? So I feel a little bit like revitalized by that. But just also the fact that I think that myself, and as well as everybody in my band, we're all just huge fans of music. Like, I still love new music that's coming out and new rock and roll. And every time I hear something that's inspiring, I'm like, oh man, I got to go write a song, you know? Like, so I'm just constantly inspired by fresh new things. So that's what kind of keeps me going. And I have wonderful fans, you know? I might not have a career like Madonna, but you know what? I have a very loyal, dedicated fan base all around the world. And a testament to that is we just completely sold out of the new album, and they've gone into second pressing because they didn't think they were going to sell that much, but it sold out right away. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Well, and say what you want about Madonna, but she hasn't put anything out for a very long time. So not that I'm aware of anyway.
I know, she's way richer than me.
Well, there's that, yes. But yeah,
there's
no,
that.
There's always a bigger fish, right? So
yeah.
what's next now? We've got we're doing some touring. I think you have a show here in Calgary at the Deerfoot Inn and Casino in Halloween, close to Halloween, something like that.
Yeah, I think it's the day before Halloween, mm-hmm. but it's a Saturday night, so that's why they're running it on a Saturday. Yeah, well, the way things are looking right now is things are just very slowly starting to open up. Mm-hmm. Canadian bands in Canada. Mm-hmm. I'm actually flying to Newfoundland next month to do a big private show with my friend's honeymoon suite. We're coming to Calgary in October. We're going to Winnipeg in November. So you can just keep checking leearon.com and my live tour calendar, because slowly but surely shows are starting to get added. And provided we continue to head in the right direction, still, with people getting vaccinated in this pandemic, we'll be out there in your city soon.
Excellent. So now I was going to ask you this as a, we'll call it a bonus question, and you can feel free to not answer it if you don't want, but I'm kind of curious about, you know, touring with this pandemic. Like, what kind of mindset do you have when you go into, like, I've been to that Deerfoot Casino, and it's kind of like a banquet room. It's not very big. Like, does that cross your mind as a performer that you're concerned, or are you, what do you think?
I haven't done a show yet, mm-hmm. so I'm going to assume there's going to be some types of protocols in place,
right.
When we go play. I don't know what they are yet. I know as a band, our protocols will be having our crew, you know, sanitize that dressing room like mad.
Mm-hmm.
We are all double vaccinated in the band because, you know, I don't think I'd be getting on a plane with my guys if they weren't double vaccinated, you know, and just trying to move forward really cautiously. You know, I joke around and I say I'm always on tour and I'm never on tour. I don't go out and do night after night after night after night, weeks at a time anymore, because I have a family.
Right.
But I do go out and do pockets of dates. So this is all kind of tentative at this point to see how things are going to roll out.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to remain safe, hopefully we don't end up going in the opposite direction again, like Australia, and
mm-hmm.
end up closing down, having to close down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 20 million people are in lockdown there right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, provided we continue to go in the right direction, I'm hoping everybody that comes to the show will be vaccinated as well. Again, I'm not exactly sure what the actual venue's protocols are going to be, but we're going forward on the assumption that there will be some.
Right,
so
right, yeah, no,
yeah.
I was just more of curiosity than anything. I was just kind of trying to put myself in your shoes, and you know, what would I be thinking, you know, going and doing this? And it's, I mean, we're all facing the same thing, right? It's all a little tentative for everybody. So
I mean, I love people and I love
yeah.
my fans, but I don't know if I'm going to be shaking any sweaty hands.
No, exactly.
Night, you know, like,
yeah,
I think
yeah.
we're going to still be, like, you know, taking some distance precautions and things like that, right?
So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But boy, do I miss playing live,
mm-hmm.
and I miss that kind of, you know, reciprocal energy with the audience, for
like,
sure. This is a first, right, for
really?
Our generation,
exactly.
as well as my kids. I feel bad for my kids.
Yeah.
They are young, they're teens,
mm-hmm.
and they're supposed to be out getting in trouble with their friends right now, and they can't.
No.
So
no,
it's kind of a blessing and a curse, right, for me as a parent.
Exactly. Well, you are done. I am truly honored that you took this time to chat with me. I've always been a big fan for way, way back. I remember seeing you. Oh, there was a bar in Saskatoon called Riley's way back in about the early 90s that I saw you there.
Okay, I think I remember
it's
that.
It's not even
place.
There anymore, and I remember getting autographs, and oh, it was great. So this has really been an honor. I do appreciate it, Lee.
Oh, Todd, well, my absolute pleasure to speak with you, and thanks for doing a little plug for the show.